the worst of a silt spill at the Tibble Fork Dam is over. Now health and environmental officials are assessing the extent of the damage and risks ahead. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
State wildlife officers said they could find no living fish in the 2 miles below the dam. They found some alive and some dead in the next mile downstream, and many live fish in the last 4.5 miles. As a precaution, state officials are urging anglers to catch and release any fish because of heavy metals found in the silt. Walt Baker is director of the Utah Division of Water Quality.
We're in response mode right now to be able to alert the public if there are concerns. And so that'll all be spelled out in our release of the data.
Agencies monitoring the spill said late Friday they'd be posting caution signs because of the tainted sediment. But they said the water itself is safe enough for irrigation, and there are no signs the spill's affected drinking water. The North Utah County Water Conservancy District planned the $7.3 million project to store more water for downstream irrigators. It also was expected to improve conditions for trout, that is until fast water picked up sediment from behind the dam Sunday night and turned the creek into slurry and muck. Paul Burnett is with the conservation group Trout Unlimited.
This is a pretty visceral impact on the river. This is like a punch in the gut just from the fine sediment alone. It's a huge impact.
The sediment release could trigger state fines, even though it was accidental. Any effects on irrigators or damage to the environment will be taken into account. Judy Faze, KUER News.